That's right. Shoot. I love God. You love God. That's right. Shoot. I don't think that I could live no other way. Truth be told, I'm living now on an A. Not to see them blessings in the modern day. The Lord I serve, He give them to me every day.
When you have it, say amen. The word of the Lord says, cry aloud, spare not, lift up thy voice like a trumpet. We know the trumpet is a loud instrument. And he says, when doing this, I want you to show my people their transgressions and the house of Jacob their sins. We want to go from there to the 59th chapter in verse 1 through 4. How many want to be saved? All right. The Bible says here, behold, the Lord's hand is not short that it cannot save, neither his ear heavy that it cannot hear. But your iniquities have separated between you and your God, and your sins have hid his face from you that he will not hear. For your hands are defiled with blood, and your fingers with iniquity. Your lips have spoken lies. Your tongues has murdered perverseness. None call it for justice, nor any plead for truth. They trust in vanity and speak lies. They conceive mischief and bring forth iniquity. We're going to leave there. Go to Matthew 13 chapter. Verse 24 through 30. The word here is speaking of Jesus. Another parable put he, Jesus, forth unto them, saying, the kingdom of heaven is likened unto a man which soweth good seed in his field. But while men slept, his enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat and went his way. But when the blade was sprung up, that's grass when it springs up, and brought forth fruit, then appeared the tares also. So the servants of the households came and said unto him, sir, didst not thou sow good seed in thy field? Question, from whence then had it tares? He said unto them, an enemy has done this. The servants said unto him, will thou then that we go and gather them up? But he said, nay, lest while you gather up the tares, you root up also the wheat with them. Let both grow together until the harvest. And in the time of harvest, I will say to the reapers, gather ye together first the tares, and bind them in bundles to burn them up, but gather the wheat into thy barn. Father, we thank you for the reading of your word. God, we ask the Lord that you anoint your word as it come forth. God, that it would convict someone tonight to change your ways and turn back to you. And those that haven't found you, God, we pray that they will accept you tonight. In your precious name, as we pray this prayer of faith, we believe this prayer is heard. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's take your seats and give God a hand clap as you do. We won't be before you long tonight. But we want to, I sought God about this. And we look at the church now, and I just thank God for the church. And it's small tonight. And I thank God for what he's doing in the church, but we're losing all our brothers. Everybody going overseas, we've been enjoying this, them being going overseas, as they've been a financial blessing to the church. But nevertheless, Deacon Shepherd is on his way over. Now, I don't know, all the brothers is overseas, and it's a blessing in one way, and it's not a blessing in another. They're making some big bucks over there, and everybody's going to get that money. But we also miss their presence, and when you're praying to during every week or every night, lift them up in prayer, saint. Some of them over there said there's some heavy stuff thrown at them at night and etc. But it's up to us to pray for our brothers while they're over there in those hostile countries, and we thank God if you would. But we're looking at this word tonight as we came from Isaiah, and the Bible says he's still the same yesterday, today, forevermore. How many believe that? The Bible says his hand is not so short that he cannot save. How many know he's not we don't serve a God that's afflicted with any type of disease, or he doesn't have any health problems. In fact, he's full of power. The Bible said he went back to heaven full of grace, but he came also in the power when he came down, and he went back and was given all power. That's the first thing he said, all power has been given unto me. That power which is in heaven and that power which is in earth. So we don't have to look to anybody but Jesus. That's why this is an apostolic church. It ain't no two gods from heaven. There is but one God, and that God has came down here to pay the ultimate price. How many know that Jesus came down here because he saw that man was fumbling around, he couldn't hold it, but he came as a example to us. How many knows that God was a spirit throughout the Old Testament? He was not a God that you could see. I know this is an apostolic doctrine we're throwing at you, but it is the truth. The Bible said there is but one God. It ain't no two gods. It ain't no son and a father up there. God was a spirit, but when he made Adam and Eve, he made him in his image. Did y'all hear what we said? That image was Jesus. He already knew he was coming in the flesh. And that's why the world is, you got a truth here tonight that the world do not have. And the Bible says all preachers that preach lies is going, he said, all liars is going to the lake of fire. That's why you ought to be grateful that you have come upon this truth. And that you can, that God was a spirit, but he made man, he had us in mind when he made Adam. Did y'all hear what we say? He knew where he was coming from. When he said he made man in his own image, that God back there, that's the God that was speaking. How many knows that? He was speaking that I'm going to make a man just like I'm going to be. Although I'm a spirit, from Genesis to Isaiah, which was the last book in the prophets? Malachi. From Genesis to Malachi, God was a spirit. Do y'all hear? Everything new, it was God speaking, but he was speaking to through someone else. And he gave us four books of his testimony while he was on earth. That's Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. And the Bible tells me even a lot of the apostolic faith people don't believe, but I tell you what, they don't believe this Sabbath, but God said, remember the Sabbath. Don't forget it, because I made that one in Genesis. He didn't ever, he said, don't forget that one. That's the only one that he said, don't forget. Thank God. Said, Lord, I thank you for opening up these truths to me. That the other world. But that's what we got to, that's what God wants us to, not only I'm preaching tonight, just as God has given this to me, not only this, we're going to have to learn to be examples and be followers of Christ and be able to witness properly. The first thing I seen somebody, I seen a man tonight, well, he's gone now. Came into church, he was all excited about coming here. But the point is, saints, the Bible is that we have always put up a $1,000 reward for anybody that can show us anybody went to church on Sunday. Nobody's been able to collect that money because you can't find that. Can't find that. But just thank, give God a hand clap. So Lord, I thank you for the truth. I thank you for the truth. I thank you for the truth. Last book in your Bible, the Bible says, the man that wrote the book of Revelation was one of the apostles that walked with Jesus. But the Bible says in Revelation 1 and 10 that he was in the spirit out on the Isle of Patmos on the Sabbath day. He said, but I was in the spirit. I was speaking in another language on the spirit in the Sabbath day. That's another reason to tell you that the Sabbath day is still in existence. And heard a voice behind me say, I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. Then he went again to describe Jesus there. But the point is, saints, we're just trying to tell you, saints, it's time to get our house in order. But what I'm trying to tell you, that God is getting ready to break through the clouds. He's being getting ready. The Bible says everything that you see written in your Bible is being transformed right with our eyes. The Bible said there will be wars, and there will be some rumors of wars. That's why we done went over there. The United States Army has attacked Iraq and knocked them off in about 17, 18 days. But here we're talking about Korea. We're talking about Syria. We're talking about, that's just the rumors that we say. We don't see no war, but the Bible, God is trying to show us something that we need to get our house in order. It's time for us to stop playing church. It's time for us to be witnesses to God, for God, and bring up these other souls, laws, into the church. That's the message God is trying to get out to his people tonight. If we come up in church and we have a lot of fun in the church, we have a good time in the church, but what about the dying world out there that needs what you got? They need to come and hear this word. We need to be disciples out there telling folks, you know, I like what I see in the Jehovah Witnesses, because they don't give somebody slam a door in their face and just go on to the next door. They just go on to the next door and knock on somebody's door. Sometimes somebody going to invite them in and want to listen to what they think is the truth. But we get our feelings hurt when somebody slam a door in our face. But you just have to keep on going. We're going to have to keep on going. Is this all right tonight? I'm just giving you what God's giving me tonight. We look, I see in churches, in organizations, the devil is roaring. Bible says he's roaring like a what kind of lion? He's roaring. But the point is, the devil is warring in the church. We see so many pastors falling. You know, that's one when you can get the head, you can get the tail. You can get the rest of the body. And that's why we pastors, we elders, we missionaries, we evangelists, we're going to have to hold up the banner for the rest of the people. It's time out about the playing church. That's what this should be. That's what this message is about. Bible says to have power, where do the power come from? The anointing. The anointing comes from pushing back the plate. I talked to God tonight. I said, Lord, haven't been the way I should be. I want to lead. I got to lead by example. And I'm going to do, you're going to find out Bishop's going to be going on him some 2 and 3 days at a time. I'm not going to wait till once a year to do it. The point is, if I can't do it, you ain't going to do it. And this is what we said. The bishop is making a commitment that I'm fixed to get on my horses where I can get ready to fly back with Jesus. How many knows the Bible says that this is going to be a terrible night? It was just like the night of Passover. When he says the death angel, because says if you get passed over when Jesus comes back, it's just like Passover. He has passed over you, and you're not going anywhere. The book of Revelation says the dead in Christ shall rise first, and those that are alive with some Holy Ghost in them, they shall rise and meet them in the air. How many can believe that? That left 2 categories of folks down here. The wicked living and the wicked dead. That's why he said, blessed and holy is he that had part in the first resurrection. Did y'all hear that? Those that had part in that first resurrection. And another big lie that the preachers are preaching, according to the, we go back to, I don't know if the First Peter, can someone pull that one up? I don't know if it's First or Second Peter, where you're going to see something else that Peter reveals while he was down here. Peter was one of Jesus' right-hand man, and he was always asking Jesus. He was always getting in trouble because he was asking Jesus all kinds of questions. But Peter had wanted an understanding. And the one that we're looking at, you have it, where the Bible says the dead, that this heaven and this earth will pass away. In other words, there's going to be an explosion down here. And this is going to be your hell down here. Anybody has it?
Amen.
Yes, sir. Come on.
Coming from 2 Peter, the 3rd chapter, and the 9th verse.
I'm not just sitting up here preaching and lying. I'm preaching the truth.
Say, the Lord is not slack concerning his
plan. In other words, when Jesus says he's coming back here, he's going to come back.
As some men count slackness, but is long-suffering toward us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance.
Come on.
But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the light.
It's going to sneak up on you. That's what it says. That's where everybody's got such a relaxed attitude now. We got people in the church don't doing anything and everything. It's done got to you that you're just getting bored with church. But I'm telling you, you better catch on fire again.
Amen.
Come on.
In the rich, the heavens surpass away with a great noise.
Says what now?
In the rich, the heavens surpass away with a great noise. And the elements shall melt with a feminine heat. And the earth also and the work that are therein shall be burned up.
The earth, did y'all hear that? We ain't in no hell. Ain't nobody in hell now. It would be unfair for people been burning for thousands of years. You just come down and burn for a year. God is not that type of God. There's some of your great-great-mama, grandmama down there burning every day. But yet you're going to go down there and burn up. Don't let that folks fool you.
Amen.
This Bible said this earth is going to even explode too. And all everything that didn't make the rapture, the first and second resurrection, is going to burn up.
Amen.
And he said, keep reading.
Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of person ought you to be in all holiness, conversation, and godliness, looking for and hastening to the coming of the day of God, wherein the heaven being on fire shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with a fervent heat. Nevertheless, we, according to his promise, look for a new heaven and a new earth, wherein dwelleth righteousness. Wherefore, beloved, seeing that you look for such things, be diligent that you may be found of him in peace, without spot and blameless.
Saints, we, like I tell you, we're not going to keep you long. But this is what we want to talk, say tonight before we close. The saints, I wouldn't gamble. You know, I was in the barbershop. I was in what, the barbershop shop down on near the entrance road, Sunny Boy's barbershop. And it was very interesting. They got in there, and I saw a loophole, and I got in and began to talk to people in there. And boy, did they, I get an audience. Had about 15 people, and began to, and I said, well, they said, well, what church you go to, what you go to church on Saturday? I said, yeah, I go to church on, that's the day, only day God has ever ordained anybody to go. But then, you know, them folks just got, they said, well, they let me do a Bible study right in there with a whole household of people. And I just think, and we just thank God that some people want to know the truth. But that's the reason that we got to be witnesses. You are my witnesses, said the Lord. That's what he told his people. We are his. If we don't tell them, the blood might be on our hands, say. Don't be ashamed because they just going to laugh at me. Well, they laughed at Jesus. He laughed at the disciples. Some of them run them out of town, but they kept on doing. And that's what we're going to have to do, saints. God has called us to be a witness for his people. God loves everybody. He loves the Methodists. He loves the Baptists. He loves everybody. And the Bible says the Holy Ghost, that's another thing, folks, brother, the Holy Ghost was given to you. See, they used to talk about me in Leesville. I accepted Christ back here one Sunday morning in Sunday school with Reverend Harris up there, so he didn't know why he was doing this, but something is leading him to call somebody Lord. And I wish I could pay Buck back. Buck was just a little boy. He said, Daddy, you want me to go up there with you? And I said, yeah. Because I just couldn't go. Full of Jim Beam and Jack Daniel. But I came up and gave myself to Christ. And that was a start. From there, I received the Holy Ghost later up in the East Leesville Pentecostal Church. Went through Johnson Temple, drove the bus and et cetera over there. From there, I got into knowledge of the Sabbath. Went in the woods down there with Pastor Archie. That was under the David Terrell ministry. See, it ain't no matter. See, if you could just keep struggling and you keep searching for the truth, you'll find it. You'll find the truth. You'll find it. And I just thank the Lord. This organization, I'm just getting excited about what we got going on in there, and everybody, Colleen Church, all the bishop, we got 5 new members. Here are coming up, Ella Roper, he's got all kind of members. The Lord, next week, we're going to be loaded here when this church come together here next Friday night. But we just thank God for you, because what we're trying to say, Lord, is not slack concerning his promise. What the Bible says, he cannot lie. What he's told you tonight and what he's been telling you through the word, he said he's going to do it. He will do it. So is there anyone here tonight that you need a touch from God, or you want something wrong with you, you want to repent? Why don't you come on up tonight? You want the Holy Ghost? He's sure going to need the Holy Ghost too. And I've been excited watching these young folks receive the Holy Ghost. Because they you're going to have it too. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Father, right now, you do know that from the word that he needs you. And Father, right now, I lay my hands upon him. In the name of Jesus, receive ye. If you want it, you thirst and hunger after righteousness, as he said, you shall be filled. The Holy Ghost right now, in Jesus' name. Amen. In the name of Jesus, right now. Do you want the Holy Ghost? Do you? Loose it in, Satan. You heard him. In the name of Jesus. Go to the altar. Father, right now in the name of Jesus, touch the little one right now. From the top of her head to the sole of her feet right now. Fill her, Lord, with the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name, amen.
You know I'm